Hi, my name is Jared. I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not even going to dignify that with a response. I'm just a Christian who, like many, lives with a mental health challenge. This is Bless This Brain. The navel gaze. What is it? I'm not sure who coined the term, but it's one a dear friend introduced me to. It's an apt way of describing the practice of constantly looking inward, this never-ending search for answers to why we feel the way we feel. What is it that's causing me to be depressed, to feel anxious, to behave in ways I'd rather not? Imagine a pendulum. On one side of the pendulum, we have people suffering from the symptoms of a mental health challenge, but refuse to look at it, wonder about it, be curious about it. For these individuals, the idea of addressing their pain is tantamount to surrender. To acknowledge the pain, or worse, to seek relief from it, is almost considered a sin. And often the case for these persons is their inability to acknowledge the depth of their pain and to seek recovery from it leads to an inevitable chipping away at their mind and even their body, resulting in reaching a breaking point. Then there's the other side. These are the people who are more than aware that they're struggling. They acknowledge their pain, be it born of trauma, genetics, environmental factors, or some other cause. They rightfully pursue recovery through healthy means, working with a doctor, seeing a therapist, or pursuing healthy lifestyle changes. But this side of the pendulum encounters, and unwittingly creates, a whole new problem. The inability to stop looking inward and trying to discern the cause of every negative emotion they feel. It's akin to a game of whack-a-mole. The negative emotion or behavior pops up, they try hitting it with the hammer. In this case, the hammer being the tools we've acquired in our recovery journey. But then, this becomes an obsession. Suddenly, we no longer experience the world through an outward lens. No, everything is focused on what's inside of us. This can lead to great distress, isolation, and even shame, because we can't whack all the moles. There's too many moles, and some of the moles, maybe they're not even that big, but we can't stop thinking about them. We can't stop trying to just feel good. One side of the pendulum, never looking in. The other side of the pendulum, never looking out. Neither side is completely bad. Neither side is completely good. One of the more interesting aspects about the pursuit of mental health recovery is that it can sometimes lead to the exact type of looking in that I've just described. And like I mentioned, it's not all bad. It's good to be aware of and working through the suffering that accompanies a mental health challenge. But how do we keep that healthy introspection from becoming the all-consuming force that occupies all of our thoughts and efforts day after day and night after night? Well, sometimes you just gotta lay it down. Here in the middle of the pendulum lies the power that comes with our faith. It's the power to say, Lord, I don't know why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, and I'm struggling to navigate the murky waters of my own burdened mind. So here it is. Here's the negative emotions. Here's the unwanted behaviors. Here's the darkness I'm carrying. I'm laying it down at your feet. Shine your light on it. Jesus never intended that we should avoid dealing with the feelings of suffering, burden, and shame that accompany living with a mental illness. Nor did he ever intend that we alone should be the ones to figure it all out. He says, "Come to me, all you who are burdened and weary, and I will give you rest." Jared, you might be thinking, this sounds like the very thing you rail against. You tell us that mental illness isn't something that you can just pray away. I know, and I feel that way. Not to say that prayer can't heal us, but experience has shown me that the healing we experience as a result of prayer often comes through a variety of means God has given us to experience healing. Things I've talked about many a time, But the prayer that I'm talking about here isn't the prayer of eradication of symptoms. The prayer I'm talking about here is the prayer of eradication of feeling like our symptoms are our burden to carry alone. Sometimes we're going to feel bad, and most of the time we're not going to know exactly why. We've been trained to think that we can. We have enough books written by Christian authors, some well-meaning, some money-seeking, that offer us the answers to all our ailments, that we feel like we should be able to feel better by doing this or doing that or believing this or believing that. We also have a secular culture composed, again, of some well-meaning people and some snake oil hawking charlatans that say, eat this, don't eat that, move this way, move that way, buy this or that, and you'll experience freedom from all your pains. I heard from someone recently that they discovered through their extensive internet research that ketchup is the cause of depression and anxiety. I love ketchup. I didn't know that it was making me bipolar, but I digress. Maybe you found help in either or both of these places, and I'm happy for you. But for so many of us, these simple answers have never lived up to their promise. We were told, just drink from this well and you'll find healing. But we get to the well and it's just as dry as every other well that promised to fix us quick. Sometimes we're going to feel bad and there's no easy fix, no pill, no therapy, no exercise, no diet that's going to get rid of every last ounce of pain. And when we reach this, the end of our rope, that's when we lay it all down. Lay it all down at the feet of Him who knows what we're made of and wants to be with us in the bed of our depression, in the darkness of our days, in the mess that we find ourselves in. God, I don't know why I feel the way I feel. I have no answers, and I'm exhausted trying to find them. So I lay this down at your feet so I can look away from myself for a moment and enter into the work that lies before me, to bless, to serve, to care for and pray for, however imperfectly. This is my burden, which means it's your burden too. I don't want to carry it alone. Brothers and sisters, lay it all down. Lord, for our good and for your glory, bless this brain. Thanks for listening. If you found this episode helpful, consider following, rating, and reviewing wherever you listen. That'll help people find the podcast. And if you're interested in the services that we offer at Bless This Brain, everything from mental health first aid trainings for churches to remote and in-person peer support groups and much, much more, just visit blessthisbrain.com. Until next time.